One of the great things about this digital age we live in is all of the different ways that we can communicate with each other. Of course, the very first form of communication was speaking, wasn't it? Having a conversation, using language. Maybe it was a form of sign language before oral language, but we've been using our voices since day dot, and since then, you know, we've developed writing and audio recordings and video and things like that to communicate. But in this era, we have the way to communicate in however we choose. And I heard recently that the telephone was derived from, well, we know the word phone. You know, I think there's a Latin root in there meaning phone, phonics or something like that, you know, sort of like phone is a prefix for audio, but also it was embraced in the early 20th century that it was not real, as in a phony, because you weren't talking to somebody for real, you were actually just talking to their voice. But I still think telephones and audio is an incredible way to communicate with people. And I just finished recording on my audio recorder, not my phone, a conversation I'm having with a friend who's from Toronto, Adam, who is currently in Berlin, and we're having a bit of this two-way conversation, recording fairly long messages to each other. And it's really wonderful, and I want to encourage you, if you don't do this with some of your close friends, to seriously consider it. If you're on Audioboo, chances are you might do a little bit of this already, because you can see the power of it. And occasionally I even send a few direct messages, DMs, to people here on Audioboo. But it's a really powerful way of communicating, because, and I particularly like it, like I'm doing right now, because I'm walking home from work and I can just ramble and talk about the things that are on my mind. And that's why I thought I'd share it with you, that, you know, audio and having a conversation with somebody, even though it's not a back and forth conversation, it's a one-sided conversation, it's really wonderful. And I know when Adam sends me some audio and I listen to it as I'm walking around the streets, I feel like he's there with me. And he is. He really is, because all the subtle nuances of his voice are echoing through my headphones into my head as I walk the street with him, as he walks the street in Berlin talking about what he's seeing. And it takes me to where he is. And it's really very special and very powerful. And if you don't do this, choose somebody who you care about to share some audio with. My daughter is currently in the US, and I've done exactly that with her. Mind you, like all 21-year-olds, she hasn't been bothered to get back to me. But, well, that's what 21-year-olds do, isn't it? But maybe she'll appreciate it one day if she ever goes back to listen to it. So that's my thoughts for the moment. I hope you're having a great day, wherever you are. Enjoy your Olympics, if that's the sort of thing that excites you. And I'll continue to enjoy these lovely days that we're having here in winter in Brisbane. Bye-bye for now.